My dear brothers and sisters, today is Monday and we honor the Holy Spirit, remembering especially the power and the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If we go back to a kind of looking into the works of the Holy Trinity, we can say that the work of creation is attributed to the Father, though not exclusively the Father's alone. Then, redemption to the Son, Jesus Christ, and sanctification belongs to the Holy Spirit. And so the first thing that we can do is recognize the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that means allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us. It is simply done by simple prayers, like saying at the beginning of our day, Holy Spirit, guide me today. Or Holy Spirit, be my guide. And also it is a recognition, not only because the Holy Spirit works in us, but mainly because we need the Holy Spirit. We are fighting spiritual battles. And that's why in our gospel for today, it is a very important reminder for us when Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. And so we ask ourselves, what kind of spirit is working in us? Yes, the Holy Spirit wants to work in us, but we are also aware that at times we are taken over by other spirits, and at times we are not aware, like hatred. Hatred at times develop from anger, no? From simple things, from misunderstanding. But why it became so big already? Because we allow this spirit of anger to overwhelm us. That's why if we are angry, we use words like nagdilim ang paningin. Our judgment are not good enough. We are driven by another spirit. Also, another spirit that can hinder us is the spirit of others. Yun bang palaging nakatingin sa ating mga ginagawa? Just like in our gospel for today, or even in the other parts of the gospel, Jesus will do something good, but others will look at him and will say, he is driving out demons by the power of demons. And it happens also in our lives. There are moments when we try to do good, we want to be good, we want to grow, but at times other people will simply tell us, you have no hope, ganyan ka na lang. And so my dear brothers and sisters, one of the most effective ways of seeing what kind of spirit is working in us is this, The Holy Spirit enables us to do good. Meaning it inspires us to do something good. Yung bang mga bigla nating maiisip na mga gandang bagay, those are the movements of the Holy Spirit. When we are moved to talk to someone we are not in good terms, that's a movement of the Holy Spirit. When we are called to be with someone who at times we do not like, that's the move of the Holy Spirit. It enables us. And so the opposite is the other spirit, which disables us. We are capable, we are able, but these kinds of spirits disables us. That's why we cannot reach out. That's why we cannot give. That's why we cannot see. That's why we cannot hear. And sad to say, that's why we cannot feel. And so we ask the grace of the Holy Spirit to always work in us. And in connection, these days of January 22 to 28, we are celebrating National Bible Week. And all Filipinos are enjoined for 1 week to focus on the reading and studying of the Bible toward the nation's spiritual, moral, and societal stability. It begins on Monday and closes on Sunday, Bible Sunday. And so, let us offer this week focusing on the Word of God and first asking the grace of the Holy Spirit to communicate to us through these efforts and our desire to follow Jesus. Amen.